This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. We continue Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Gufa, we said earlier, HaMoiredes Albala, a woman who rebels against her husband, Poichsin La Miksubasa Shiva Dinarim B'Shabbos. We subtract from her ksuba 7 dinar a week. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva tarpeikin, 7 tarpeks. Rabbi Seinu Chazru V'nimnu, but our masters, our teachers, they retracted and they counted, meaning they took a, basically, they took a vote, Sheyu machrizin ala arba shabbos zu achazu. That not to do what the Mishnah says, not to detract from her ksuba 7 dinar a week, but instead we proclaim 4 Shabbosos, one after another, in the shul. We basically embarrass her. We say, we make by the drasha, the Rav says, good Shabbos everyone, and everyone says, good Shabbos. I want you to know, Shprinsa is rebelling against her husband. And you should know, that when the Rav would do that, people used to stay up for the drashas. People, you know, now you think the worst thing a Rav could do to when he starts a drasha, it says in this week's parsha, we know what parsha is. Never start a drasha, it says in this week's parsha. But a good technique is to spill the juice on Shprinsa, that Shprinsa is rebelling against her husband. You better believe nobody batted an eyelash. They were all ears when the Rav made that announcement. They would do so 4 weeks in a row. V'sholchen la Bezdin. And Bezdin would send her a message. Meaning, not only would they announce her, but they would basically let her know, you should know, even if your ksuba is 100 mana, you're going to lose it. Meaning, instead of having a whole protracted situation where she loses 7 dinar a week, basically, they would tell her, listen, lady, you have 4 weeks to get your act together. Otherwise, it's all over. You only have 4 weeks. Says Gemara, achasli. And achasli, it's the same arusa, whether she's an arusa and she rebels, nesua, or a nesua, afilu nida, even if she's a nida, afilu chayla, or if she's sick, vafilu shemeres yavam, or even if she's waiting for a yavam. No matter when she rebels, basically we don't give her, we don't say she loses 7 dinar a week, but instead, what do we say? Instead, we say that she has 4 weeks to get her act together. Amar Le, now this Gemara we had earlier on Samach Beis Amid.
Arusa has to work for her husband.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it? What does Moiredes mean? You're saying if it means Malacha?
It must be Malacha, because she's in Arusa, she can't have Tashrif.
Now let's say she says, I'm not going to do Nisuin. I mean, we had this before. The Gemara didn't question Arusa. Because look, this Gemara is assuming that it's Tashmish. And she's basically saying, the Arusa would be rebelling by saying, you know, I'm not going to have relations with this guy. So you're asking, an Arusa can't have relations anyway. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Le Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Lishmar." Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said to Shmuel, "Nida bas tashmishi, is a woman who is a nida, she capable of having tashmish?" So Rav Asi is asking, "Well, an arusa is also not capable." And the Gemara doesn't say we're talking about Yehuda, where there were Libay Gaspa. Not sure. Amar Le. So Shmuel said back to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, true, a nida does not have tashmish, but at least afterwards, she's open to it, as opposed to if she just basically says, no, I'm asering myself. Okay. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Ein machrizin aleha ela babate knesiyos babate midrashais. We only proclaim only in the shuls and the base medrash, but nowhere else. In other words, we're not going to talk about it in any other public forum. Amar Rava said, "Deikanami diktoni arba shabbos zu achazu." It says four shabbos, one after another. Why? In other words, the fact that it's only done on Shabbos, it's because that's when the people come to the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. That indicates the announcement is only made in the shuls. Fine. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Pa'amayim sholchin lami bezin. Twice the bezin will send her a message. Achas koyd machraza. Once before the proclamation. Before we embarrass her. And shovachas la'achar achraza. Once after. Basically, we tell her that she's going to lose the ksuba in 4 weeks. Darash of Nachum Rav Chizda, Rav Nachum Rav Chizda, Darshind, Halacha Krabbe Seinu. The halacha is like our Rabbeim who disputed the Mishnah, where the Gemara said earlier, Rabbi Seinu Chazru Venimnu, that Machuizin Ala Arba Shabbosos. The halacha is like Rabbi Seinu. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hi, Burcha, this is wrong. The halacha is not like Rabbi Seinu. Rava said that which Rav Nachman Rav Chizda said is not right. Amar Le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says to Rava, "My Borchase, what does it mean that it's wrong? Ano Amrita Nehala, I said it to him. Umishmei Degaver Rav Amrita Nehala, and I said to him in the name of a great person, Umanu Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina." So Rava said the teaching Rav Nachman Bar Chizda is wrong, right? Rav Nachman Bar Chizda said the halacha is like Rabbi Seinu. Rava said that's wrong. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "What do you mean? I said, I guess I said to who? I said to Rav Nachman Bar Chizda in the name of Yosef Bar Chanina." Who does Rava hold like? Rava, who said that it's wrong. Ki hadimar, he holds like that which we learned. Rava amar Rav Sheshesh. Rava said, "Nim Rav Sheshesh halacha nimlachimba." The halacha is we discuss it with her. We have a consultation with her. Meaning, now, if we speak it out with her, that would only fit in according to the way the Mishnah taught us, that we deduct from her ksuba a little bit at a time. This gives us an opportunity to be nimlach with her. So Rava clearly holds, like what Rava himself said in the name Rav Sheshes, that we speak it out with her. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said to Rav Sheshes, halacha ein nimlachma. The halacha is that we don't have a consultation with her. So we see that Rava held like Rav Sheshes, and that it's over a certain amount of time, and that's why Rava said the expedited version of that which Rabbi Seinu taught, that we do it over 4 weeks. Obviously, Rava does not hold like, because Rava holds that we try to talk it out with her. Now, apparently, 4 weeks is not enough to talk it out with her. Okay? Fine. Heichi damya mayredes. What does it mean that she's... What's the case of a woman who's rebelling? What does it mean she rebels? How is she rebelling? She says, you know what? I'm not going to put salt in the cholent anymore. Is that enough? Is that considered mayredes? What if a woman says, I'm not going to let you have matzah herring anymore? What exactly constitutes mayredes? I mean, these seem to be, yes, I agree, these are egregious types of things. But what exactly is mayredes? What does it mean she rebels? Because Lamaisa, we had before. The Gemara said before, Moiredes is either from Malacha or from Tashma Shamita. So, what exactly is the Gemara asking? What's the case of Moiredes? I guess, why is she refraining? In other words, why is she refraining from Malacha? Or why is she refraining from... We're assuming that she's refraining from Tashma Shamita. In other words, it's not just she refrains. What if she says, you know, she's refraining from Tashma Shamita, she's not feeling well. Or she has tsar right now. So is that Moiredes, or is it something more than that? Amara Meimar, the Amra, she says, Be'inole Mitzarinole. You know when she's considered a Moiredes, she says, I want to keep him, but I'm just trying to torture him. Meaning, she's not saying that, she's not saying she refuses Tashma. She's intentionally trying to aggravate him. That's a Moiredes. Aval Amra, so that woman, we're going to force her to get back together with him, because we tell her, hey lady, we're going to be deducting from your ksuba, either over a while or in the short term. What if she says, you know, he's disgusting to me? So then we're not going to force her. So what does that mean if she says that she's disgusting, that he's disgusting, loy kaifinan? I guess there still would be a get, but then there would not necessarily be a ksuba. Says the Gemara, Marzutra Amar Kafinalei. Marzutra says that if she says that he's disgusting, then we do force her. What does it mean we force her? We do what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that we tell her, listen lady, you better live with your husband, otherwise we're going to be deducting weekly. Says the Gemara, Hava Uvda, there's a story, Va'achba Marzutra, and Marzutra forced her. When the fact, Mine Reb Chanina Misura, and a big gadol came out of that union. So what do we see? That even a woman who says her husband is disgusting, it's worthwhile to force her, because if we force her, she'll end up liking him. What's the proof she'll end up liking him? Because the union produced a gadol. And there's an idea that if the husband and wife live together and they hate each other, it won't have successful progeny. So clearly, it's worthwhile to force, even if she says that he's disgusting. Says Gemara V'lohi, it doesn't prove anything. Really, it doesn't necessarily mean that she came around and liked him. Hasam siyata d'shmaya hava. There was heavenly assistance, but it doesn't mean that. It doesn't necessarily mean that she came around and she liked him. You know, I have this idea at the end of Bereishis. It says that when Adam took Chava again, so it says that Vatoisef lo ledes, and Rashi says Nitoisef loy taiva al tavasai. When he lived with her again, he added to his taiva. So the question is, what is Rashi saying? Why is Rashi saying this? What's the meaning of that? We know that the wife of Lemech, the wives of Lemech, came to Adam Arishon and complained to him that that he separated from them because he said, "Hey, he doesn't want to produce more children because there's going to be a mabel." So Adam Arishon, before really he was able to give Lemech Musar, he basically had to correct his own fault for being poirish from Chava. So he took her again, and he was Nitoisef Lai Taiva Al Ta'avasai. So, I want to share with you how I understood this. Perhaps the reason why the generations before the Dar HaMabel were plummeting was because Rashi says that they had this custom, they had two wives. One, they would make sterile and they would live with, and one was reserved for children. And she was repulsive because she was constantly having children, and she was not attractive to the husband. So he would have one woman that was sort of like his designated Zoina, but he was married to her, and one for children. So I think that situation produced very degenerate generations, because miman of shach, the woman that they lived with desire, they weren't having children with. The woman that they lived with without desire, they were having children with. And like it's implicit in the Gemara over here, and there are many Makairois, that the success, the intelligence, the ability of a child is very much dependent on the cheshek of Beinish L'Ishtai. So Mamela, in a situation where one wife was designated just for Tashmish and did not produce children, the other wife was designated just for children, Mikanu Mikan, it was not producing proper generations. So in order to rectify that, Adam Arisha, when he took back his wife, Daf Garashi says he was Nitoisiflai Taival Tavasai, to be able to live with his wife, but to do so in the proper way. In any event, what the Gemara is saying here is, the fact that they produced a tzaddik does not prove that if you force a woman who claims that she's disgusted by her husband, it doesn't mean that it will be a successful end. In that case, they happen to have siyata d'shmaya. Okay, the Gemara continues. Kal seyid Rav Zvid Imrada. Rav Zvid's daughter-in-law became a Mayreda. She rebelled. Have a tfisa chad shira. And she grabbed a silk that she brought into the marriage. Yosef Amemar uMarzucha Rav Ashi. So the situation was Amemar and Marzucha Rav Ashi were sitting, and they were deciding on a case. V'Yosef Rav Gamda Gabayu. Rav Gamda was sitting with them. Yasi V'Kamer, they were sitting, they said, Marda, if a woman rebels, if Sida B'Loyasa Kayamin, then she loses her clothing that are worn out, that still exist, that if a woman rebels, she loses even what was written and entered into the ksuba. Basically, they took a hard stance on this daughter-in-law who rebelled. So Amrulu Rav Gamda, Rav Gamda said, come on, Mishum de Rav Zid Gavra Rabba Machnifisu, because Rav Zid is a Gavra Rabba, so what, you're flattering him by saying that his daughter-in-law loses the silk? Rav Kana said, Mi boy, Rav Alei Pashur, Rav had a shaila about this, whether a woman who's a Mayredes loses her Bloyse Kayamin. And Rav didn't know the answer. Why are you giving this halacha? Why? Because you like Marzutra, so you're trying to, I'm sorry, you like Rav Zvid, so therefore you're trying to butter him up and say his daughter-in-law loses the silk. It's not pashut. Rav had a shaila about it, and he was never pashut at. Okay, we'll continue here, Bezos Hashem, next week. Okay? Thanks everyone for joining, and have a wonderful night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.